弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
就我一个人笑，好像。
Only one of me.
我在等 iPad. 建立答应我会给我一个 iPad. 现在没有 technology 都不行了。
I'm waiting for the tablet.
好，我们先有一起祷告。
Let's pray together first.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
你让我们在波饼聚会的时候，再一次经历你是何等的爱我们。
During communion, we experience again how great your love is for us.
我们也谢谢你，在信息聚会里面，你要借着软弱和不配的器皿来成就主你自己的旨意。
We thank you that you're going to use weak vessels to accomplish your will in your people.
愿你所赐的圣灵充满在我们聚集里面。
May the spirit that you have dwelling inside of us fill us up.
帮助每一个在你面前的人。
Help those who came before you.
让我们可以听见你自己的声音。
That we can hear your own voice.
我们可以让你的话在我们里面。
We can let your words dwell inside.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
帮助我们。
Help us.
恩待我们。
Be gracious to us.
用你自己的话光照我们。
Let your words shine on us.
开我们灵里的眼睛。
Open our spiritual eyes.
让我们真的认识你的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
That we can really come to know your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们把感谢、把赞美都归给你。
We give you thanks and praise.
求你听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
You listen to our prayer and we pray in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 今天我要分享的题目是永生神的家。
The topic we would like to share today is the Church of the Eternal God.
先给大家看一张照片。
Let's show everyone a picture first.
要对着建立啊。再来一下。
Need the clicker to work for a moment.
沙和天上的星和海里的沙那么多，海边的沙那么多。
Would you think of the phrase presented to us in the Bible? Numerous like the sand, the grains of sand on the beach and the stars in the sky.
有没有人知道是哪里？
Does anyone know where this is?
啊？时代广场，挺敢猜的。那。也可以跟我们现代教会哈、啊、坐着的这里的情况做个对比。
We can contrast it with our church building right now, right here.
Okay, 啊，谜底揭晓哈。
So just to be brief.
这个不是在等做核酸哈。
This is it not waiting for a COVID test?
而是在某年某月。
It was some year, some month.
在某一个火车站。
In some train station.
这些人等着回家。
They were waiting to go home, these people.
这是春运。
Some kind of spring festival.
因为呢，无论在地球哪一个地方。
Because no matter where you are on the globe.
无论在哪个年代。
No matter what generation.
无论是哪一个民族。
No matter what nation.
都有一个共同的心声。
There's always a common ground.
就是这个世界再大，也要回家。
That is, no matter how big the world is, we must go home.
家是一个任何地方都无法取代的这样一个特殊的地方。
Home is a place that is irreplaceable by any other place.
金窝银窝也好。
A golden room or a bird's nest, doesn't matter.
五星级的豪华酒店也好。
Five-star hotel, doesn't matter.
都不如自己的家。
It's not as good as your own home.
但是当我们读圣经的时候。
But when we read the scriptures.
非常稀奇。
Very strangely.
让我们跌破眼镜。
We have to take off our glasses to be sure.
就是圣经所启示的那位自有拥有的神。
Is that the revealed God of the Bible who lives everlastingly?
他无所不在全然公义的神。
He is everywhere and almighty.
造人造我们这些人有一个心意。
When he created us, he had a longing.
就是在人当中也得着一个家。
And that is, among men also have a dwelling.
使他可以住在这个家里。
That he can live in his home, his house.
实在没有办法让人相信。
Really can't really fully understand it.
但是圣经确实是这么说的。
But the Bible truly says that.
不是我瞎说，有证据啊。
I'm not just making this up, I have proof.
又不 work。好，可以了。好，我们先来看出埃及记第25章第8节和29章46节。
Let's take a look real quickly at Exodus 25 verse 8 and 29 verse 46.
这是神吩咐摩西造会幕的时候说的话。
This is what the Lord said to Moses as he was telling him how to build the tabernacle.
他对摩西说，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
He said in 25:8, Then have them make a sanctuary for me, then I will dwell among them.
他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神。
They will know, 29:46. They shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them out of Egypt so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
是将他们从埃及地领出来，为要住在他们中间。
It is God led them out of Egypt for the purpose of living among them.
我是耶和华他们的神。
I am Jehovah their Lord.
什么是会幕？
What's a tabernacle?
或者帐幕呢？就是神居住的地方。
It's a place of God's dwelling.
就是他的圣所。
It's his temple.
Sanctuary.
His sanctuary.
是神的家。
His house.
是神在人间，是神住在人的中间，与他的子民同在的地方。
It's a place when God lives among man, the place that he dwells with them in.
以色列人后来进入了迦南，建立了自己的国家。
When Israel went to Canaan and established their own nation,
到所罗门年代，他们在耶路撒冷建立了圣殿来代替会幕。
To the era of Solomon in Jerusalem, they built an actual temple.
平时呢，圣殿就是耶路撒冷的犹太人他们聚集在文士在那里面诵读并且。讲解圣经的地方。
The temple in place of the tabernacle where Jews gathered to gather together, see their God, where scribes explained God's words.
是犹太人他们敬拜耶和华的地方。
The place where they where Israelites worshiped.
等到祝棚节、五旬节和逾越节的时候。
When it comes time for Feast of Tabernacles, Pentecost, and Passover.
住在各地的犹太人都要。都要上耶路撒冷去过节。
Jews from all over the land will have to go to Jerusalem.
到圣殿献祭来朝见神。
To go to the temple to offer sacrifices to see God.
在旧约里面，会幕和圣殿是一个焦点。
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle and the temple are referring to the same thing.
他们建成可以说是旧约里面的高峰。
The climax of the Old Testament.Can be ascribed to those two things being completely being built.
会幕或者帐幕呢是圣殿的前身。
The The tent and tabernacle are predecessors to the temple.
而圣殿呢，则是他们的延续。
The temple is their successor.
设计他们的原则是一样。
Principles of how to build them are the same.
圣经啊，通过帐幕和圣殿，圣经就启示出神要住在人中间这个心意。
The Bible, through the act and fact of tent, tabernacle, explains to us the desire of God's heart to live among men.
在会幕和圣殿里面有一个最神圣的地方。
In the tabernacle and the tent of meetings is a very important place.
叫做至圣所。
Holies of Holies.
在会幕的至圣所里面，神在约柜的施恩座上跟摩西讲话。
In the holy place, most holy place of the tabernacle, on the mercy seat, God spoke to Moses.
而建立了圣殿之后呢，只有大祭司一个人，一年一次带着祭物到至圣所，代表以色列人向神献祭，认他们的罪。
And then after the temple is built, the high priest, one person alone, goes into the most holy place once a year.To offer sacrifices to atonement for Israel's sins.
That person is the high priest.
The high priest.
在正常的光景之下，
In normal circumstances,
圣所就代表神的同在，是神在地上，神在人中间的居所。
The temple represents God's presence, that he is in the world and he is living among man.
旧约过去了，
The Old Testament is gone.
到了我们现在这个时代，
In the New Testament economy,
会幕没有了。
The tent of meeting, the tabernacle is gone.
圣殿也没有了。
Temple is also gone.
我们很自然的可能会问，那么神的家在哪里？
Naturally, we can ask, where is the house of God?
神在哪里和他的百姓相会呢？
Where does God meet with his people?
提摩太前书三章十五节。
1 Timothy 3:15.
倘若我但言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
It says here, but if I wait too long, that you may know how men ought to behave themselves in the house of God.
这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Which is the assembly of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
这就是答案。
That's the answer.
答案就是教会。
The answer is the church.
这家就是永生神的家，教会就是永生神的家。
Church is the eternal household of God.
就是神的启示。
Is where God's revelations happen.
当我们思想这个启示的时候，我们心里面不能不说，这是一个何等伟大的启示。
This revelation, when we think about it, we can't help but think this is such a marvelous thing.
神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督，他到地上来。
God's own Son, our own Lord Jesus Christ, he came to the world.
不仅仅是要寻找拯救我们这些失丧的人，
Not only to look for those that are lost,
更是为了在地上建立他的教会，
Even more so in the world to establish his church,
把我们建造成灵工，
To build us up to as workers,
成为神的居所，
To become a dwelling for man,
献上神所悦纳的灵祭，
To offersacrifices pleasing to God.
今天我们这个世代有一天还要过去。
Our time today will come to pass again in the future.
当主再来的时候。
When he comes, when the Lord returns.
先前的天地都没有了。
The heaven and earth from before are all gone.
但是神仍要住在人的中间。
But God still will live among his people.
他的心意没有改变。
His heart will not change.
我们终于来到了启示录。
We have come to Revelations finally.
启示录二十一章第一节到第三节。
Revelations 21 verses 1 to 3.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth has passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
我先把中文读完吧。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了。又如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他 他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
2 and 3, I saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
神的帐幕，神的殿，神的会幕，神的家。
God's tent of meeting, God's tabernacle, God's temple, God's house.
在圣经里面加这个字，有时候英文的哈翻译成 house。
In the Bible, sometimes the word house is translated into house or household.
House 就是房屋，就是建筑物。圣经里面家有时候也翻成圣殿，同样也是指的建筑物。
House can be translated as a physical building, like a physical structure, and in the Bible, it's revealed that way in one sense.
同样呢，家这个字有时候也翻译成 household, 或者说家庭中的成员。
Another way that word house in Chinese is translated into English,in the sense of the word household, where it's not just the building, but the members inside the building.
当圣经说教会是永生神的家的时候，至少有两方面的意思。
When the Bible says that the church is the dwelling of the eternal living God, there are at least two different meanings.
是神所住的那个地方，那个居所。
It's the sanctuary of where God lives and dwells.
或者呢，是神家里面的人或神家里面的成员。
Or it's the member and the people inside the dwelling of God.
然而呢，神家里的人和神住的地方并不是指两类不同的意思，其实。
But actually, the people inside the household and the house itself are not referring to two different things.
神的居所就是神家里面的人所构成的。
The dwelling of God is constituted by the members of the house.
神家里的人就是神的居所，人就是居所，居所就是人。
The house of God is made up, composed of the people in the dwelling. So the people are the dwelling, and the dwelling are the people.
所以神的儿女就是神的家，就是神的教会。
So God's children are the church.
我老早哈就搬到我现在住的这个地方来了。
It's been a long time since I moved to my current house.
我可以自认为对这个家了如指掌。
I can confidently say that I have full knowledge of this house.
蒙西可能不同意。
Maybe my wife does not.
那我闭着眼睛哈，就能想象出这个家的样子。
I can know exactly the exact shape of this house with my eyes closed.
它的颜色，它的窗户，啊，房顶是什么样？
The colors of each room, the windows, locations, how where the roof, how high the roofs are.
有几个房间，厨房在哪里，冰箱在哪里。
How many rooms, upstairs, downstairs, where the kitchen is, where the fridge is.
但是如果有人问我说。
But if somebody told me.
你住这房子是谁设计的。
Who designed your house?
为什么这样设计。
Why did he design it this way?
是谁造的。
Who built it?
为什么选择这个地方。
Why did they build it here?
房子的地基在哪里？
Where is the foundation of this house?
我就彻底懵了。
Then I would have no idea.
我知道呢，这个房子比我年龄还大。
All I know is that this house is older than I am.
别的不知道。
I don't know.
不过呢，这没有关系。
But that's okay.
这些问题不影响我住在那里。
Those questions don't affect where I live.
但是呢，当我们来到神的家的时候
，But when we come to the household of God，
对神的家就不能这样。
When it comes to the house of God， that cannot be the attitude。
我们需要知道神的家是谁设计的。
We need to know who designed God's house。
是怎样设计的？为什么要这样设计
？How it was designed? Why it was designed that way？
以及神的家是怎样建造
？Even so, even how it was built up.
每一栋大楼都必须有执照的建筑师设计。
Every large building has to have a licensed architect involved.
一个建筑越重要
，the more important a building is，
越需要高超的建筑师来负责。
The more prestigious and more skilled the architect has to be。
我不是学建筑的
，I'm not an architect。
但是听说呢，世界上顶级的建筑师啊，可以分成两类。
But I heard that the top class architect can be split into two kinds.
第一类的设计师，他们可以设计出世界上最最光鲜亮丽、世界上最高的建筑。
The first kind can build the highest structures in the world.
但是呢，他们的能耐都表现在形式和技巧方面。
But their prestige all rests on their timing and their skill set.
在这些一流的设计师之上呢，还有超一流的。
Above the first class is another group. You can call it top class.
比如呢，2019年去世的贝聿铭。
For example, there was an architect called Iao Ming who died in 2019.
巴黎的罗浮宫就是他设计的。
The Louvre Museum in Paris was designed by him.
他被誉为现代主义设计的最后一位大师。
He was called the last of the masters of the modern architects.
这些超一流的建筑师和一流的建筑师的区别在哪里？
Where's the difference between the first class and the top class architects?
他们能够把自己的思想融入到设计里面。
And that is the top class can impute their own style and mindset into the building itself.
让一座原来是冰冷的建筑物体现出活的思想和理念和情感。
So that a cold and calculating building can be turned into something that's very has character.
会幕圣殿是神的居所。
Tabernacle, temple is the dwelling of God.
所以神必须自己亲自来设计。
So God has to design it himself.
神要借着这样的居所住在他的百姓中间。
He's going to use that household, that dwelling, to live with his people.
使他的百姓来到会所圣殿来敬拜他来朝见他的时候。
So that when the people come to the temple to see him and to worship him,
他们可以被带到神的面前，他们可以得到神的启示，他们可以来认识神。
They can be led to front of God to receive revelation from God.
所以呢
，Therefore，
在出埃及记，刚才我们已经读了25章的第八节，在第29节，神又接着说。
So in verse 8 of chapter 25 in Exodus, we read earlier, but on down to verse 9, it says this.
制造帐幕和器中一切的器具都要照我所指示你的样式。
Make the tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you.
摩西可以带领以色列人出埃及过红海。
Moses can lead the Israelites out of Egypt across the Red Sea.
他可以行许多的神迹。
He can perform many, many miracles.
但是神不让他设计帐幕。
But God did not allow him to design.
而是把他领到山上，带到山上，把会幕的样式，每一个细节详详细细的告诉他。
But he led them to a mountain and told them every little detail of the tabernacle.
像英奎刚才讲的，细节甚至到一根线一个钉子。
As our brother Paul said earlier, detail to the point where it's a single strand.
同样，虽然大卫很伟大。
In the same way, even someone like David was such a great man.
他不但能够和摩西一样放羊。
Not only like Moses, he was a shepherd.
他还会写诗，他还会打仗，他也会治理国家。
Raise flocks, write poems, fight wars, govern a country.
但是神不让他插手圣殿的设计。
But God did not allow him to participate in the design of his temple.
圣殿的样式蓝图完全是神启示给他的。
The temple's form, exact blueprint, was completely revealed to him by God.
在历代志上28章11节12节那里说，大卫将殿的油廊、房屋、土库、楼房 内殿石和施恩座上的样式只是他儿子所罗门，又将被圣灵感动所得的样式，就是耶和华神殿的院子、周围的房屋、殿的库府和圣物府库的一切样式，都只是他。
In 1 Chronicles 28, verses 11 and 12, it says, Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord, and all the surrounding rooms for the treasuries of the temple of God, and for the treasuries for the dedicated things.
圣殿的设计是圣灵启示给大卫。
The exact design of the temple was revealed to David.
大卫呢，再把这样的设计交给他的儿子所罗门，最后由所罗门按照神的设计建成。
And David then handed it to his son Solomon, and Solomon built the temple according to the design.
告诉我们说，神非常非常看重他的居所。
It tells us that God cares a great deal about his dwelling place.
从整体的大的结构到每一个部分的细节，每一个物件都是神精心设计的杰作。
The shape, the general dimensions, and each section and every detail of each section are all detailedly laid out and designed of God.
那这个图呢，是会幕的平面图。
This picture showing here is the plain view of the tabernacle.
圣殿呢跟这个差不多，设计就从平面图来讲差不多，细节上有一些区别。
From the outline of the temple, it's built very similarly from in that sense.
不知道大家能不能看清楚
？Don't know if everyone can see the words.
在图上呢有外院、圣所和至圣所这三个大部分。
It's broken into three sections: the outer court, the courtyard, the sanctuary, and the holy of holies.
外院、圣所和至圣所。
Outside, sanctuary, holy of holies.
还有祭坛。
And then the altar.
或者燔祭坛。
The burnt offering, the burnt altar.
有洗濯盆。
The laver or the basin.
陈设饼、金灯台，还有约柜等其他的物件。
The showbread, the golden lampstand, and the ark itself, and other things.
因为时间有限。
Because of time.
所以呢，今天只讲祭坛和洗濯盆这两件。
Let us talk about
这两个物件。
Just the altar and the basin.
他们都放置在圣殿或者会幕的外院。
Those two are in the out, the courtyard section.
好，我们先来看燔祭坛或者祭坛。
All right, let's look at the burnt altar first.
祭坛呢，或者燔祭哈，是五种最重要的祭物当中。最重要的祭。
This burnt altar is one of five different altars, and it's the most important one.
原文就是香烟上升的意思，它是祭中之祭。
Translated from original meaning, it speaks of a picture of smoke rising. It's the altar of altars.
Sacrifice.
The sacrifice of sacrifice.
献燔祭的时候，可以用牛、绵羊或者山羊。
When placing burnt offerings, burnt sacrifice, people can use cattle, goat, sheep.
如果献祭的人很贫穷，他们没有能力献这些牲畜的话，也可以用斑鸠或者雏鸽来代替。
If people can't afford those things when they make a sacrifice, they can use doves or pigeons.
那当人从外面进到圣殿的时候
，So when people approach the temple from the outside,
从这里面进来
，come in from the right side.
当以色列百姓 首先啊，他们带当他们带着牛羊牲畜祭物，来到圣所的时候。
So when the Israelites take their animals, come to the temple.
首先就来到这个铜祭坛。
The first thing they encounter is the burnt altar.
他们把祭物交给祭司。
They give their offering, their sacrifice, their animal to the priest.
祭司在这里面宰杀洗净。
The priest slaughters the animal, washes it.
然后切成筷子。焚烧献祭。
And it cuts it, cuts them into pieces and offers them.
祭司个个都是好手啊。
And these are all,
very skillful.
Oh, they're all very skilled butchers.
这个告诉我们说，当人来到神面前的时候。
This tells us when we come before the God, before God.
首先要解决罪的问题。
We first have to deal with the problem of sin.
罪要得以赦免。
Sin must be forgiven.
圣经讲得非常的清楚，罪若不赦免，人若若不流血，罪就不能得到赦免。
The Bible is clear that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
人到圣所，到神的面前，首先就是要经过这个祭坛，在那里面献祭。
When people come before the temple and go to their sacrifice, the first thing they have to do is make a sacrifice.
要有血流出来。
Blood must be shed.
这是人朝见神所要办的第一件手续。
This is the first of many things that God has to do with all those who come to Him.
在旧约时代。
In Old Testament times.
以色列人到会幕、到圣所的时候、到祭坛面前的时候。
When the Israelites come to the temple, the holy place, and in front of the altar.
献了不知道多少牛羊牲畜，恐怕多到没有人能够数算。
They offer countless animals that no one would ever hope to count.
所有这些祭物都是预表一个终极的祭物。
All of these sacrifices point to a final sacrifice.
就是那个一次献上成为永远祭物的祭。
And that is one sacrifice once and for all, ending to becoming the eternal sacrifice.
那个祭物是一个人。
That sacrifice was a person.
是神的儿子，是我们的主耶稣基督，是神的羔羊。
Is the Son of God, is our Lord Jesus, is the Holy Lamb of God.
是没有瑕疵、没有玷污的完美的祭物。
It is an undefiled, lamb without blemish.
圣所里的这个祭坛告诉我们说。
The burnt altar in the temple tells us.
耶稣基督已经为我们罪死了。
Lord Jesus already died for our sins.
凡是相信他的人，罪都得到赦免。
All who believe in him, their sins are forgiven.
所以今天当我们来教会的时候
，So when we come to church today,
来敬拜神的时候
，When we worship our God,
我们不需要带着牛，带着羊。
We don't have to lead cattle or goat or sheep.
也不需要带着斑鸠
，Nor pigeons.
我们带的是主耶稣基督。
What we bring with us is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是在他的宝血遮盖底下，我们披戴的是耶稣基督的义。
We are under the covering of His precious blood. We are clothed in His righteousness.
神的儿女每一次擘饼纪念主的时候
，Each time God's children break bread and remember Him.
述说的就是这个祭坛的奇妙的故事。
The story that we tell is.This story, this sacrificial story.
这个祭坛还有另外的一面。
This altar has another meaning. It reminds us of something else.
罗马书第十二章第一节。
Romans 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
罗马书的最初的读者，第一批读者，那些在罗马教会的弟兄姐妹。
The original readers of the book of Romans, those believers in the churches in Rome.
他们读到这段关于献祭的经文的时候。
When they come to this point and it talks about sacrifice,
很可能产生出两个感觉。
They may have been they may have had two reactions.
一个是画面感, 一个是仪式感。
One is visually, and the other one is ritualistically.
他们会立刻想到以色列人在圣殿献祭的画面。
On the one hand, they might think about Israelites making sacrifices.
他们脑海里面会浮现出圣殿、祭司、献祭的人和祭物。
Pictures of the temple, the priest, the sacrifice, the animals, and the person who's making the sacrifice.
到献祭的时候, 祭司们在殿里面格外的忙碌。
During times of sacrifices, the priests are extraordinarily busy.
以色列百姓带着各样的祭物, 由这些受过专门训练的祭司仔细查看。
Israelites bring their animals to these highly skilled and highly trained priests to examine each sacrifice.
他们看什么?
What are they looking for?
他们要确定这些祭物是健康的。
They need to confirm that those animals are healthy.
没有感染 COVID.
No defile, no sickness.
不但如此,
Not only.
要求是相当相当高的, 他们要确定这些祭物是没有任何瑕疵的。
Not only that, the standards are very, very high. They have to make sure that they are unblemished completely.
然后才能够把这些祭物奉献在祭坛上。
Only then can they put the animals of offering onto the altar.
这是非常庄重、非常严肃的一个仪式。
This is a very serious and solemn ritual.
现在我们想象一下。
Let's think now.
罗马书12章第1节, 保罗, 如果我们照着保罗所劝勉的那样,
According to what we just read from what Paul said in Romans 12:1,
我们来到圣殿献祭,
we come to the temple and we make offer, sacrifice.
我们走到燔祭坛,
we walk up to the burnt altar,
被祭司拦下,
the priest stops us.
你们到这儿干什么?
Hold it, what are you doing here?
我来献祭,
I've came to make a sacrifice.
祭物在哪儿?
Where is the burnt offering lamb?
你怎么说呢?
What are you going to say?
牛和羊我都没有。
I don't have cattle or sheep.
我只把我有的给你。
I give you what I do have.
就是我的身体。
My body.
那祭司会说什么?
What is the priest?
你靠边,
what the priest said?
你靠边站。
You get out. Move aside.
你这个烂人没有资格把自己当成祭物献给神。
You putrid and disgusting man, you have no right to offer yourself as a sacrifice to God.
他说的一点没错。
He is not wrong at all.
我们自己这个样子, 我们凭自己根本没有资格成为祭来献给神。
The way we are, our merit by ourselves, there is no way that we can qualify to become a sacrifice for God.
我们的身体已经被罪所玷污了。
Our body has been tainted by sin.
如果我们这样的就献给神的话, 就是玷污了祭坛。
So if we make a sacrifice of ourselves to the altar, we have defiled the altar.
然而,因着耶稣基督为我们流血成为赎罪祭,
But because Jesus shed blood for us, became an atonement,
我们可以带着他,神的羔羊, 这样永远的祭物,来到永生神的面前,把自己献给他。
We can bring him as a sacrifice inside the eternal living God and sacrifice ourselves.
神竟然可以悦纳像我这样破烂不堪的人, 成为祭物,
Since God can use this filthy person as such as myself as an object of sacrifice,
这是神的怜悯, 他接纳我们。
This is his mercy that he accepts someone like me.
我在纽约乘地铁的时候,
When I take the subway in the city,
有时候上车以后发现车厢里的人都站在车厢的一侧, 而另一侧呢, 几乎是空的。
Sometimes when I go into a train carriage, I find that one side of the train box is empty, and the other one, all the people are on the other side.
你在纽约乘地铁有没有见过？
Have you seen such a phenomenon there?
空的那一面有一个人。
What's going on the empty side? There's one person there.
躺在椅子上睡觉。
Lying on the bench, sleeping.
身上发出的味道啊，极其的刺鼻。
Very pungent, stinky smell coming out of his body.
好像是一年都没有洗澡。
As if he didn't shower for over a year.
如果这个人，你上车以后，这个人跑到你面前来。
If someone like that came running up to you after you boarded the train, the subway.
对你说，从今天开始，我要把自己奉献给你。
And say to you, starting today, I'm going to offer myself as a sacrifice to you.
从此我一生跟随你服侍你，你要不要？
I will follow you everywhere and serve you all my life. Would you like it?
你要不要？
Do you want it?
还是你恨不得当场跳车？
Or are you going to jump ship?
当我们在罪的时候，我们在神面前就是这样脏，就是这么难闻。
When we are in our own sin, in front of God, we are this filthy, this putrid.
最最让我们稀奇的是，神竟然接纳我们这样的人。
But most surprisingly, God actually accepts such people.
还劝我们把身体献上，当作活祭。
And even encourages us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们可能以为把自己献给神，我们太亏了。
We might think that we have been dealt a very disadvantageous hand.
其实亏的不是我们。
But we are not the ones who's going to lose.
我们是赚大发了。
We've gained a lot.
因为我们只有两个选择。
It's our advantage.
或者把我们的身体献给罪，成为罪的器具，用来犯罪。
We have two options, give our bodies to God and break free of sin.
To sin, used to be to commit sin.
A body used to commit sinful acts.
或者呢，因着神的怜悯，来到祭坛，把身体献给义，做义的器具。
Use as a body of sin, or use it as a sacrifice in God's altar to righteousness, unto righteousness.
用来荣耀神。
Use it to glorify God.
神以他的怜悯劝我们。
God in His mercy admonishes us.
把我们的身体当作活祭来献给他。
To offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
我们再往下看。
All right, let's continue.
过了铜祭坛之后，
Once you pass the burnt altar,
就是洗濯盆，
is the laver or basin for washing.
旧约的祭司在摩西那个时代和旧约的祭司在他们在承接祭司这个圣职的时候，
When the priests are called into priesthood in the times of Moses.
要为他们举行一个仪式。
There had to be a ceremony for them.
有点像今天牧师被安立的仪式。
Kind of like how pastors are ordained today.
将要成为祭司的这些人，他们被带到会幕的门口。
The people who are to become priests will be led to this point in the temple.
摩西呢，用水象征性的给他们洗澡。
Moses will use water symbolically to wash them, to bathe them.
那这样洗净之后，他们就可以穿上圣衣，抹上膏油。
And after this kind of washing, they can put on their priestly garments and be anointed with oil.
进入圣所敬拜和服侍神。
To go into the temple to serve and to serve God.
这样洗澡的仪式呢，一个祭司一生一次。
This washing happens only once per priest.
那祭司进入圣殿服侍，祭司来到圣殿服侍，他们经过燔祭坛之后。
When the priests go into the temple, toward the temple after they pass the burnt altar,
是不是就可以服侍了呢？
Can they serve right away?
还不能。
Still no.
他们还要经过一个手续。
They still had to go over and go through another thing.
这个手续就是洗濯盆的手续。
And that is the ritual of washing from the basin.
有的学者认为呢，这里面可能有两个盆。
Some scholars seem to believe that there are two basins here.
上面一个，下面一个。
One above, one below.
上面的盆是祭司用来洗手的，下面呢是祭司洗脚的。
The one above is used for the priest to wash hands, and the one on the bottom is for his washing of feet.
就是祭司在服侍之前是要把手和脚都洗干净。
Before the priest serves, he has to wash clean his hands and feet.
就好像我们找人来帮我们打扫卫生。到家里面来打扫卫生。
It's like if we ask someone to clean our house, invite someone to clean our house.
如果阿姨带着一身的老泥巴就来了。
If that person brings her own filth, his or her own filth, into the house.
手是脏的，脚是脏的，到你家什么东西都摸。
Dirty hands, dirty feet, and she'll touch everything in your house.
还说帮你清理首饰啊、项链啊、最好的衣服啊。
All the while telling you she'll clean your belongings, your clothes, your prized possessions.
还去折腾冰箱里吃的东西。
And then clean and touch all the food in the fridge.
你说膈应不膈应？
Isn't that disgusting?
咋翻的？膈应不膈应？
Oh, is that something you would enjoy?
应该很恶心，是不是？
Probably something disgusting.
同样的。祭司他们和以色列人在旷野行走的时候，手和脚都不可避免沾染旷野里的尘土。
The priests as well as the people of Israel, when they're walking in the wilderness, they can't avoid having their feet and hands dirty.
他们的手会脏，他们的脚也会脏。
Their hands will be dirtied, their feet will become dirty.
他们的手和脚必须洗干净以后，才能够在神的面前服侍。
Hands and feet must be washed thoroughly before serving before God.
我们在神的殿里面，今天都是君尊的祭司。
In God's temple, we are all holy priests.
所以这些神所讲的哈，旧约也好，新约也好，都和我们有关系。
So these things that God said, even whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, they do relate to us.
一方面，祭坛的血使我们与神和好，解决了我们罪的问题，使我们得着祭司的职分。
On the one hand, the altar cleans us of reconciles us to God, solves the problem of our sins, and gives us the role of priests.
从地位上讲，我们有资格在殿里面服侍神。
From a positional perspective, we have given the privilege of serving God.
我们只需要洗一个澡。
We just have to wash one.
一次受洗，永远洁净。
One baptism to be clean forever.
但是这不等于我们在他面前的侍奉就能够满足神的心意。
That is not the same as saying that we serve him and he'll be completely pleased.
我们还需要经过洗濯盆。
We have to go through many, many cycles of washing.
我们要在那里面洗手洗脚，使我们可以手洁心清的来服侍神。
We have to come before the basin too for washing, to wash our hands, feet, to be clean before we can serve God.
我们不但要一次洗澡。
We not only have to wash one time.
我们还要常常的洗手洗脚，这样才是洁净的。这是太重要，太重要的一件事。
We often have to frequently wash our hands, frequently wash our feet. This is so important.
主耶稣在顶楼为门徒洗脚的时候，曾经对彼得说
：“When Jesus was in the upper room washing the disciples' feet, he had said to Peter one time,
这是主耶稣被卖的那一夜
，the night he was betrayed.
主耶稣对彼得说：凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
He said those who have bathed only need to wash their hands and feet, and then their whole body is clean.
这是十三章第十节。”
That is John 13:10.
如果你在想这个洗手洗脚啊是什么意思，主是用什么来洗净我们的话，那么答案就在十五章的第三节。
If you really think about this washing hands and feet, what does Jesus use to wash us with, the answer would be in John 15.
这个水，洗脚的水，就是主的道，或者说主的话。
This washing is God's words.
主说，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
His doctrine and his words, it says in verse 3 of 15, you're already clean because of the words I've spoken to you.
主耶稣用他的道，他的话，把他的门徒一个个都洗净了。
By way of his words, he have cleaned his disciples one by one.
同样，他也用他的道洗净他的教会。
In the same exact way, he uses his words and doctrine to clean his church.
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会毫无玷污皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵。
Ephesians 5. Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any blemish, but holy and blameless.
我们读圣经的时候，
When we read the Bible,
我们会发现里面有许多许多神的话是用来洗净我们的。
We discover that many, many of God's words are used to wash us.
因为我们的手、我们的脚、我们的方方面面有许许多多的污秽，所以神要用许多许多的话来告诉我们。我们需要被他洗净。
Because our hands and feet are dirty in all kinds of ways, so God has to use all kinds of different words to wash us.
使我们心意更新而变化，查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
To renew our minds to know what is holy and pleasing and right for God.
如果我们的手和脚没有被洗干净的话，
If our hands or feet are not washed,
本来应该我们的服事本来是应该把人带到主的面前，让人可以认识主耶稣，可以说主耶稣真好。
Our service, our work, originally was intended to lead people to God and tell them, "Look how amazing our Lord is."
让人借着我们的服事可以看到主耶稣的温柔、谦卑和美丽。
And through our service, allow people to see God's humility, His kindness and gentleness.
但是因为我们的手和脚没有洗干净，结果把外面的污秽带到教会里来，带到会幕和圣殿里来。
But comes time when our hands and feet are not washed, we bring the filth of the world in here.
我们常常是凭着自己的肉体在服侍。
We oftentimes serve with our own flesh.
我们会自以为是，我们会自高自大，我们会自我膨胀。
We might think we are right, we might be puffed up, or we might think others are wrong.
结果就搞砸了。
If we're proud, then we'll mess up.
教会被我们搅得乌烟瘴气。
The church has been stirred up in all kinds of directions.
弟兄之间可以一起擘饼。
Between brothers and sisters, we can break bread together.
在擘饼聚会的时候，我们都被神的爱所感动。
During communion, we are all touched by God's love.
但是我们不能同工。
But we can't work together.
我们不能和睦相处。
We can't exist in harmony.
甚至到了互相攻击、相咬相吞的地步。
On the contrary, we attack each other and slander each other.
在教会里面，肉体、血气、火爆。
In the church, our flesh, our humanness.
在神的家里面，听到了许多的谎言。
In God's house, we have heard many, many lies.
这样的服事，就是因为我们的手和脚不洁净。
This kind of service is a result of our unclean hands and feet.
我们所做的不是造就弟兄姐妹，建造神的教会。
What we're doing is not building up the church and building up God's dwelling.
我们的手使神的家出现了破口。
Our hand is God's house becoming problematic.
我们所做的是弟兄姐妹困惑、心痛、心碎。
What we do and what we do confuses, angers and brings sorrow to brothers and sisters.
甚至跌倒。
And even cause them to fall.
犹大国将要灭国之前，有一个国王叫约西亚。
Before Judah fell, there was a king named Josiah.
他在耶路撒冷作王31年。
He was king in Jerusalem for 31 years.
这是很长一段时间。
That is a very long time.
他行神眼中为正的事。
He did right in the eyes of God.
他行大他祖大卫一切所行的不偏左右。
He did not turn to the left or right.
他派人修理圣殿的时候，意外发现了一卷律法书。
When he had people clean the temple, he discovered by accident a book of the law.
他听了律法书上面的话之后，就撕裂衣服，在神面前悲哀哭泣。
After hearing what was on that law, he tore his clothes and wept.
他拆除各处的偶像，带领民众守逾越节。
He removed all kinds of idols in the temple, and he took people to celebrate Passover.
他尽心竭力，凡事能做的，他都尽力做了。
He did everything he possibly could have done.
带以色列人悔改。
But
他要带以色列人悔改，求神赦免他。
To bring Israel to repentance and beg for God's forgiveness.
列王记甚至这样评价他。
First Kings actually speaks of him this way.
在约西亚以前，没有王向他尽心、尽性、尽力的归向耶和华，遵行摩西的一切律法。在他以后，也没有兴起一个王向他。
In Second Kings
23:25,
it says this about Josiah. So neither before nor after Josiah was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did.With all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his strength, in accordance with all the law of Moses.
犹大国出现这样一位王，我们想，神应该祝福这个国家吧。
A king appears in Israel like this, we might think that God will bless this nation now, won't he?
结果我们非常失望。
We find out, disappointingly,
神没有。
God did not.
列王记23:27说。耶和华说：“我必将犹大人从我面前赶出，如同赶出以色列人一般。我必将弃掉我从前所选择的这城耶路撒冷和我所说立我名的殿。”
Verse 27, the Lord has this. So the Lord said this: I will remove Judah also from my presence, as I removed Israel, and I will reject Jerusalem, the city I chose, and this temple, about which I said, My name shall be there.
约西亚死了之后
，After Josiah died.
他的儿子约哈斯被埃及法老囚禁在埃及，最终客死他乡。
His son Jehoahaz was imprisoned in Egypt.
他的孙子约雅敬在耶路撒冷做王，只做了三个月就被巴比伦掳走。
And then his son Jehoiachin was imprisoned after just three months of leading, of being king.
约雅金的叔叔约西亚的另一个儿子西底家则是犹大国的最后一任国王。
So that Jehoiachin was the last king of Judah.
他背叛巴比伦王，巴比伦人剜了他的眼睛，用铜链锁着他，带到巴比伦去。
He betrayed the king of Babylon, and they gouged his eyes out and made him see his sons die.
而且残忍的在他面前杀了他的众子。
He gouged his eyes, chained him up, and let him watch his sons die.
约西亚所行的一切正的事，并没有止息神因犹太人犯罪而发出的怒气。
Everything that Josiah did not quell what God was going to do to the nation.
不是因为他不忠心，而是这一切来得太晚了。
It wasn't because he was faithless, but it was because it was too late.
在神用来洁净我们的话中
，So when God's words approach us，
有一类特别的重要，却是我们常常忽略的。
There's one thing that we often forget，
那就是教会 要悔改的警告。
That is the necessity of repentance in the church.
在启示录七封书信啊，在启示录里面，主耶稣写给七个教会的书信里面。
In Revelation, of the seven letters to the letters to seven churches.
主耶稣对三个教会，以弗所、别加摩和推亚推拉教会，一共讲了九次悔改。
God has called on the churches to repent nine times total.
比如说在启示录第二章第五节。
For example, in chapter 2, verse 5,
他对以弗所的教会说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Yeah, I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you have. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
我心里面盼望神可以光照每一个在神面前的服侍的弟兄姐妹。
With me, I hope God can reveal, lighten, the path before everyone who serves Him.
照着神的话省察我们自己的内心。
According to God's own words, examine our heart.
看看我们有没有用不洁净的手和脚在神的家里面做事。
To assess and see whether or not we've been using dirty hands and feet to do things of God.
用自己的肉体，用世界上的方法，在神的家里面做事。
To do it by our own flesh, the worldly methods to do the things of God.
以弗所教会因为失去了起初的爱心，神就让这个教会消失了。
The church of Ephesus, because of their loss of their first love,God removed their church, their lampstand.
如果我们一直把世界上的污秽带到神的家里来，
If we keep bringing the filth outside into God's household,
在肉体之中骄傲自大，
To, according to our own flesh, to be puffed up and to be, assume authority.
那么今天我们聚会的地方，
Then our gathering today,
或许一直荒凉。
Perhaps will become cold,
或者被神移走，
or be removed by God completely.
我真的没有办法画一个大饼来安慰弟兄姐妹。
I really can't paint a rosy picture to comfort everyone.
说这一切都会过去的，都会好起来的。
To say, oh, this will all pass, we'll recover.
当神定义了，不赦免。那些以色列人，当大势已去的时候，连约西亚这样一个尽心尽性尽力归向耶和华的王都无济于事的时候。
When the church has passed a certain point of no return, when someone as devoted as Josiah, with his all heart, soul, and strength to obey God,
我们还能抱什么幻想
？Don't get accepted. What kind of hope can we have?
我们唯一能做的
，All we can do，
就是在神面前悔改
，is to repent in front of God。
弟兄姐妹，你是不是期望有一天这个会堂会坐满了人
？Brothers and sisters, do you not wish that one day this room will be full of people？
这里面坐不下，要坐到楼下；楼下还坐不下，要坐到客厅；客厅坐不下，人要在外面。
To the point where we run out of space up here. People have to connect from downstairs. And the downstairs will be full. They have to connect from the kitchen.
在这里敬拜神。
To worship God here.
你是否盼望有一天当福音朋友来到这里的时候，
Do you not hope that when gospel friends come to us,
他们会稀奇，他们会说神真的在你们当中。
They can marvel and say, God truly is among you people.
因为这个聚集和其他的聚集不一样。
Because this gathering is not the same as other gatherings.
弟兄姐妹，你是否期望？
Brother and sister, do you hope for that?
人来到这里，弟兄姐妹来到这里，可以得到帮助，可以得到供应，可以得到喂养。
A place where brothers and sisters can come here, can receive help, and to be fed.
可以每一个人都可以经历主自己的爱。
To personally experience God's own love.
如果这是你的盼望，
If this is your hope,
让我们一起悔改。
Let's repent together.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
在个人的祷告里。
Individually.
在教会的祷告里。
Pray in the congregation.
在各样聚集的祷告里面。
In all kinds of gatherings, pray.
我们一起向神呼求。
Cry out to God together.
我深深的相信。
I deeply believe.
如果神能够得到几个他可以使用的器皿。
That if God receives just a few, that he can, few vessels he could use.
带领他的儿女真实的悔改。
To truly lead his children to repent.
用被洁净的手堵住破口。
Using clean hands to fill the void.
神就可以在我们当中做事。
God can do mighty work among his people.
神可以复兴我们。
God can revive us.
每一个教会每一次复兴无一例外都是从悔改开始。
Every single revival in church history, without a single exception, is the act of repentance.
没有悔改就没有复兴。
No repentance, no revival.
真实的悔改带来真实的复兴。
Real repentance leads to real revivals.
让我们脱去缠累我们的罪。
Let us forsake sins that hold us there.
我们这里的聚集就有前途。
Then our gathering here will have a future.
趁着还有今日。
While it's still called today.
趁着神还怜悯我们。
Whilst God is still bearing with us.
趁着神还没有把灯台从原处挪去。
Before God has removed any our lampstand.
趁着洗桌盆还在那里。
While the basin is still there.
我们快快地在他面前悔改。
Let's repent and pray.
为自己祷告。
Pray for ourselves.
为神的家祷告。
Pray for God's household.
为弟兄姐妹祷告。
For fellow brothers and sisters.
巴不得在这个地方。
Wish that for this place.
神能够找到这样一批弟兄姐妹。
We can say who can find a group of brothers and sisters this way?
得胜者。
Overcomers.
他们愿意为教会祷告。
They are willing to pray for the church.
他们愿意在神面前悔改。
They're willing to repent in front of God.
他们巴不得这个聚会真正的能够成为神的殿和神的家，神可以住在我们当中。
They wish wholeheartedly that this church can become a dwelling place for God, for God's household.
巴不得我们每一个人都能够这样预备，能够迎接主自己再来。
We wish that each of us individually can prepare this way and to be ready for his return.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
人的话是残缺不全。
Man's words are limited.
人的话是常有错误的。
Man's words are oftentimes wrong.
我们只能仰望圣灵来洁净我们。
We can only count on the Holy Spirit to clean us.
洁净我们的口，洁净我们的心。
Clean our hands, clean our hearts.
使我们可以守洁心清来服侍他。
So we can keep our hands clean to serve God.
我们可以在神的面前悔改。
We can repent in front of our Lord.
我们可以把自己交在神的手中。
Can give ourselves into God's hand.
照着神所喜悦的来行他的旨意。
According to what pleases God to follow his ways.
使这个地方成为他荣耀的所在。
To let this place become a holy dwelling place for God.
我们把感谢赞美都归给我们的主。
We give thanksgiving and praise to our Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.